Malachy O'Dougherty joining us now. Morning to you, Malachy. Malachy, I wonder if there's an embarrassment factor here for the DUP, given all the stick that they used to give to Trimble and the Ulster Unionist Party over what they called Sinn Féin IRA and government. Have a listen to what Geoffrey Donaldson said on BBC Northern Ireland in January 2004 when he had just joined the DUP.
The test has been set not by the DUP, but by the government. The government have said that unless Sinn Féin abandon their violence, abandon their illegal organisation, the IRA, wind it up, abandon their weapons, decommission their illegal weapons, they cannot be in the government of Northern Ireland. That's the test that has been set by the government, and until Sinn Féin comply with that test, there is no prospect of an executive that includes the representatives of an armed, active terrorist organisation.
David Trimble allowed that to happen. Do you say never?
David Trimble allowed that to happen. We will not allow that to happen. What I will say is that there will not, in any circumstances, be Sinn Féin IRA in the government of Northern Ireland while the IRA is continuing to engage in the kind of activities we've seen at Stormont Gate, in Castlereagh, Columbia, Florida. That will not happen
again. So the door is open for them?
The door is open to Democrats, and if the Sinn Féin want to become a Democratic Party, then they know what they need to do. Bertie Ahern was asked, would he have Sinn Féin in an Irish government? He said, no, not until the IRA disbands. Well, I agree. I think we should have the same rules in Belfast as apply in Dublin. Sinn Féin IRA know what they need to do. The onus is now on them to do it, and I hope that we can get the better agreement that will deliver the real and lasting peace for the people of Northern Ireland.
I wonder, Malachy, if their words are coming back to haunt them.
Well, they are, of course, yes, and I mean, and that's exactly the sort of case that Mike Nesbitt's putting up against them. I mean, Nesbitt, for instance, is of the party of David Trimble, which repeatedly crashed the assembly and drove it into suspension on the demand for verifiable decommissioning. And the DUP went into the assembly and into power sharing, rather, into the executive, on the understanding that they had got verifiable decommissioning and that they'd got assent to policing. Now, I wouldn't be too hard on them in a way because, you know, their real nightmare is that they're doing the Faulkner shuffle, that essentially, you know, Faulkner was broken by power sharing, Trimble was broken by power sharing, and that Robinson will be broken by power sharing. And the ultimate scenario that come out of that, or the nightmare that comes out of that, is that no unionist leader again will take a chance on it.
I wonder when Robinson looks in the mirror these days, does he see David Trimble's face looking back at him?
Well, I think he probably does, and Brian Faulkner standing over his shoulder. But, I mean, it's clear also that Peter Robinson is trying to make this work. You know, that he's trying to find the ground on which this can continue. And he's finding that very hard, and he knows it's nearly impossible to get. He's not just embarrassed by the legacy of Trimble and Faulkner creeping up on him. He's also embarrassed by the gaucheness and the confusion around the decision that he made last night. I can see the practicality of it. You leave Arlene and the executive to mind the money bags. But really, it does look appalling. He said very clearly he would resign if he didn't get suspension or an adjournment.
Well, he didn't. He said ministers would resign.
Did he? I'm sorry, I thought he had understood him to mean that the whole DUP...
Well, that's what some people might have understood them to mean, but if you look at their precise words, they said ministers would resign.
Well, fair enough, yeah. I mean, he's a clever man, but he did look bad. And are we allowed to mention this, but he actually doesn't look well? Do you know? I mean, his voice was weaker and raspier than it has been, and, you know, one might feel that... he'd be as well without all this stress, you know, and so recently after an illness, you know.
He's a fighter, though, isn't he?
And he's a fighter.
And Robinson is a tactician.
Exactly, and that's what the SDLP aren't. You know, that's the big calamity yesterday, you know, was that Robinson, being tactical, bought some more time. But the SDLP don't seem to have a notion of... Of the tactical nature of political manoeuvring. They could have saved an awful lot of trouble by going with the adjournment vote, and that's what Enda Kenny wanted them to do. And I've not heard a good reason from them for not doing that, other than that they're standing on principle in some way and they don't want to be dictated to by Peter Robinson.